Parts of southern Queensland and far north New South Wales have received a drenching over the last 24 hours. More than 100 millimetres of rain has fallen in some areas close to Charleville in Queensland. The downpour could herald good news for farmers in parts of drought-affected areas in the western part of the state. They're hoping it could be the onset of a monsoon, something that occurs most summers, but not for the past 2 years. Queensland farmer Andrew Pegler is speaking here to AM's Bridget Brennan.
Yeah, the house dam full. It's the first time since 2012 that it's full. We've had some water run into it at a couple of occasions, but we haven't had it full since then.
Can you describe some of the conditions you've seen over the last 2 years?
The last 2 years we've had kangaroos in plague proportions and very little rain. Most of the rain has been in very small falls where we just simply didn't get much response. We haven't got many stock left. We've got rid of a lot of stock in March 2013. And we've got very, very few stock left, and the stock we have got left we have been supplementary feeding on a regular basis.
Will any of this recent rainfall help you out?
Look, it will help. It's certainly given us water in a house dam. The biggest thing that it will do is that it will give us short-term feed. It'll let the stock get certainly a lot stronger, but I don't expect a lot of grass growth from this rain. With the country this dry, it's going to need a couple of rainfall events like this to get a body of feed back again, but it's certainly a good start.
What's the morale been like in your area over the last 2 years?
The drought gets everyone down. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not sure why, but this drought seemed to has had a bigger impact, I believe, on people's spirits and than any previous drought that I've seen. I'm not sure why that is. We've had droughts that have gone on longer in the past, but this drought really seems to have got a lot of people very down.
Isisford farmer Andrew Pegler speaking to AM's Bridget Brennan.